You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
With me today is Gerald Simon. He's a local author and composer. And Gerald, I am very excited to talk with you about your way or your effort now to spread peace and positivity in our lives. So tell me what it is that you are endeavoring to do now.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Right now, I feel like the world is in chaos, and it's not just because of the pandemic and health and finances and everything else, but I think the world is torn, where you have, whether it's political parties that are torn against each other or neighbors, family, friends. So what I'm wanting to do is spread peace and positivity.
And how do you hope to do that?
Well, the main way that I am wanting to spread peace and positivity, I am coming out with, every week I have a weekly podcast, and on Mondays I release a brand new podcast. My podcast is titled Music, Motivation, and More, the Positivity Podcast. And every week I talk about a certain topic. Usually it's optimism, positivity, goal setting. It's about finding the good within everyone and striving to do our best to be better today than we were yesterday. And so the newest podcast I just uploaded this Monday is Work is Wonderful. And so it's talking about how grateful we are or should be that we can work and the positive benefits of work. So every Monday I'm sharing a new, I refer to it as my Music, Motivation, and More, the Positivity Podcast, because I want to share that positivity. And then I also decided that every day on my YouTube channel, my Facebook page, and then also on my Instagram page, I would share what I refer to as motivation in a minute. I have some poetry books that I have written. And so I have these images that I've taken. I like to do photography on the side. And what I've done is I've combined my photography with my poetry. And I call it motivation in a minute because it'll only take a minute for people to read these motivational, inspirational words of wisdom or poems that I have written. But I wanted to share that with individuals where every day they would see something positive in their social media feed.
And it's so important. I really love your effort because, I mean, if you just look at the news world that I'm involved in today, and it's all negative right now. It's all talking about, you know, the impeachment of Donald Trump, the second impeachment trial, and all of the negative things, the riot at the Capitol, everything that surrounded that. So I think, boy, just a daily reminder, a daily motivation is really a great idea.
Well, and if you think about it, because of what is happening politically, again, that is tearing our country apart, where you have very strong beliefs on both sides. And what I'm trying to do is say, we are all in this together, and we all need inspiration. We all need motivation. We all need hope, where we can look to the good in everyone. Even if we disagree politically, even if we disagree with our religious beliefs, we all can find that common ground. On every day, I'm also sharing piano art, as I like to call it. Mm-hmm. Again, these are photos I've taken, just beautiful images where I've taken nature and I've combined it with piano keys, since I am a composer and I write music. And I've created these images because I really like to have the poetry and also have the artistic imagery as well. One of my favorite quotes, John Quincy Adams. So, well, actually, it was John Adams speaking to his son. He was writing a letter to his son, and John Adams said, "A man is never alone when he carries a poet in his pocket." And John Adams, he and his wife always had, they would write love letters and they would write poetry, but John Adams loved poetry, and he carried a book of poems and poetic verses in his pocket at all times. And then when he would walk, because he did a lot of walking back and forth, he would sit under a tree and he would sit down and read poetry. Mm-hmm. So in writing a letter to his son one time, he shared that bit of advice and said, "A man is never alone when he carries a poet in his pocket," which is why I have wanted to come up with inspirational and motivational poetry, because if we only have a few minutes, I want it to be something that inspires, something that helps us look for the possibility, right, to focus on the positivity and to avoid the negativity. There is so much negativity, as you said, in the news and in the world around us. But if we look for that light, we can find the good. On Fridays, I've started to share, since I compose music, on Fridays I've started to share, every Friday morning on my YouTube channel, I will upload a new music video. And what it is, it's calm, relaxing, either meditation music I've composed or instrumental piano music that I have composed. And then I've combined it with beautiful video footage of nature, waterfalls, beaches, so they can watch the music video and they can be transported almost to a beautiful destination. They can see sunrises and sunsets, and they can hear birds chirping in the background and watch the waterfall. So I wanted to spread that peace and positivity.
Mm-hmm. I've been so discouraged by what I see on social media with just my friends and the disparity in opinions and how people can be so negative. And how do you hope that your positive messages can maybe turn that around and maybe bring us closer together?
Thank you for asking that. I feel the same way, because on my social media feeds, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, it's as if people are trying to push an agenda for whichever side, and they're trying to either talk about one political party or another, or they're trying to say what they believe in or what they don't believe in. And that is when, unfortunately, people start attacking each other. Because, as you know, on social media, people will say things that most would never dream of saying if they were in person, face-to-face with an actual individual. But because of the obscurity of just leaving a comment, sometimes they get into these really combative debates, and it puts people at in a difficult situation, because they have to defend themselves and feel as if they have to stick up or stand up for what they believe. And at the same time, it's as if they have to put down someone else's beliefs or opinions. And we see it all across the board. What I'm hoping to do is flood social media with positivity, where we don't focus on all this negative news that is happening. We know it's there and we know it's happening, but instead we can talk about the good we have done, the service. You know, some of my poetry that I have written talks about finding the best in ourselves, finding the best within others. Let me read one of the first poems in the book.
Yes, certainly.
Go ahead. The first one is titled Act As If. This is from my first poetry book, The As If Principle, Motivational Poetry. My second poetry book is Poetry That Motivates, but they both contain inspirational, motivational poems. The second poem in my book, The As If Principle, Motivational Poetry, says this. It is titled If Only. And it says, if only men would humbly admit the faults and wrongs they've done, if only children remained innocent, uncorrupted, as oft they become. If only lovers remained in love, never quarreled, bickered, or fought. If only strangers wouldn't feel estranged, unwanted, unloved, and unsought. If only women were treated as women, as angels, sweet and divine. If only people would treat each other with that same thought in mind. If only there were no poverty, no homeless or hungry or lost. If only we helped each other out, regardless of what the cost. If only we paid more attention to the problems and needs that abound. If only we cared more for others, how much love in our lives could be found. If only we wept more often and let our souls sing out. If only we laughed out loud now and then and befriended and served our fellow men. And so that's one of the poems from the book. There are 222 motivational, inspirational
poems.
And
that was beautiful, by the way. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Such sage words of wisdom there.
Well, I want people to look beyond the differences that we all have, because we all have differences. But I want us to look and to find that commonality, that common ground. And I really hope that by spreading peace and positivity, more people will think about how they can be more positive with what they say, with what they do, and how they can share that positivity with others.
Before I let you go, I want to make sure people know again how they can hear all of your this huge effort that you've undertaken, this weekly effort, almost daily, right? So tell people how they can find out more.
Sure. Thank you. So if they listen to my podcast is titled, and again, they can listen to this anywhere on any of the streaming platforms out there, but it is titled Music, Motivation, and More, The Positivity Podcast with Gerald Simon, and that is spelled GERALDSIMON. On my YouTube channel, they can watch my weekly YouTube videos. That is youtube.com/GeraldSimon, GERALDSIMON. And then my Facebook page and my Instagram page, they're both facebook.com/GeraldSimon, GERALDSIMON, and then Instagram.com/GeraldSimon. So they can go through and they can see the daily piano art I'm sharing, the daily motivation in a minute, motivational poems that I'm sharing. And then on Fridays, they can watch my new weekly video I come out with of relaxing meditation music that I put as a music video with beautiful, serene images and video.
Gerald, thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you so much for trying to make a difference in our world and really bring us peace and positivity. I surely appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I know we can all share a little peace and positivity, and we need that in our lives.
No doubt about it.
Thank you for all you do.
And thanks again.
Thanks so much.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.